Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limone, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. New subscribers to Poetry Magazine also receive an exclusive tote bag. Get yours at poetrymagazine.org/totes4poets.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ. What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. Unfortunately, we Chicagoans are used to hearing news stories about how the city pays massive settlements for police misconduct.
$300 million over a six-year period because
the numbers
are
absolutely staggering. 176 lawsuits.
The city's paying out $90 million to settle wrongful conviction cases.
$17.5 million for
Thomas. One Curious City listener wondering, what happens after the deal is done? What impact does all the money have on survivors of police misconduct and wrongful conviction? Do they find closure, healing? Reporter Jessica Popovec takes it from here.
It's a hard question to answer because we're talking about hundreds of people with a wide range of experiences with loss and trauma. Mark Clemens is a survivor of a wrongful conviction, and he's doing relatively well. He spent 28 years behind bars for a quadruple murder he did not commit. He's one of 57 men who received $100,000 each as part of the city's reparations ordinance. It was Chicago's attempt in 2015 to formally address years of police abuse and torture under former Commander John Burge.
$100,000 was a start, but also an insult. I always tell people that I thank God that I had a job, because if I did not have a job, reparations to me would have been maybe a 90-day treat.
Today, he's a community organizer with the Chicago Torture Justice Center, also part of the reparations package. Through that work, he's met several survivors of police violence who have gotten multi-million dollar settlements. He says managing that money, while also dealing with the challenges of reentry, trauma, and often a lack of financial literacy, it isn't easy.
What we have really watched is people that have gotten this money, they have self-decayed. Many of them are worse off than, I would say, even while being inside of a prison.
Take his friend Eric Kane. He was known as a gentle spirit, even though he served 25 years in prison, also after being tortured and coerced into a false confession. He was awarded a $10 million settlement, but that money was gone within a few years.
He had to spend some portion of that time homeless. Can you imagine having all that money and then now you're homeless?
What happened to all that money?
Foolish investments, foolish giving away to people, and just a lack of literacy. And the tragic of his life is he has a heart attack and he dies.
Eric Kane died in July of last year at the age of 58.
I would say that most people who received millions of dollars suffered trauma upon trauma, just trying to balance this little money. The problem has been that if you don't have a way to provide services, people who come out of prison is not going to survive regardless of how much money you give them.
Mark says the Torture Justice Center provides some of these services, and he's found purpose in his work there. Aislinn Pulley is the current director of the center, and she says no one who does this work is under the impression that money alone will provide healing. But
in most cases, that is the only option available for recompense from the government. So it really reflects the limit of our current structure, the limit of what is available as semblances of justice.
She says what's needed are efforts that address the systemic racism and other root causes of police violence. So that's also a huge part of the center's work, helping people understand what happened to them and fighting against the systems that allowed it. James Gibson is someone who's working to make sure his story turns out differently. Just this past summer, he was awarded $14,750,000 after 5 years of legal battles. He says he's not celebrating.
After the settlements, how do I move on? I'm still having night sweats and trembles in my body they can't even explain. There ain't no good times for me. I lost everything. You know what I'm saying? I never had a chance to serve my country. I never had no kids. I never had a chance to get married.
He hasn't seen any of that money yet, but in the meantime, he's been learning how to invest it wisely and preparing to empower others with the same knowledge.
Mama, can you hear me? It's about my mom.
When I met him, he played a song for me that he co-wrote with singer Lauren Dion. It's based on letters he wrote home to his mother from prison.
Can you hear me now? Will they break me down? All my life I've been on trial.
Before she died, he made a promise to her that if he ever got out, he'd visit the ocean every year on his birthday and sing her a song.
Thanks to Jessica Popovac for reporting this week's story.
Upon my birthday, I'm going to go to an ocean somewhere on this planet, and I'm going to sing the song that kept me strong and standing by a cell door all these years. I'm here, Mama. I'm here, Mama. I made it.
As we just heard, money alone does not solve or heal decades of trauma. Far from it. There is so much more that goes into properly helping survivors of police torture and wrongful conviction. Next episode, we're going to go deeper into what it takes to find that healing and why it's such a challenge. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely